Hello?
Hey, I was looking for Connor.
This is Connor.
Hey, Connor, how are you doing? This is Dave. I'm calling from Apartments.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going?
Awesome. Good. How's it going, man?
Good. I'm just calling about your move-in time.
Okay.
Listen, I know you're originally scheduled to move in on Saturday at noon, but we need to change that. We need to change that to Sunday at 5, if you're okay with that.
Well,
we just have to get all the blood cleaned up, and then you can move in, but I don't think it's going to be until Sunday.
What do you mean blood? What's that all about?
Oh, just some stuff went down last week.
Well, like what? There was murder in there? What happened?
You haven't been watching the news lately?
Not really.
Oh.
What is it?
Well, there was an argument about something, and things got a little out of control.
In the apartment?
Yeah, I figured maybe you saw one of the news reports or something like that. I mean,
are you kidding me right now? I'm supposed to be in there Saturday. I have nowhere to go Saturday night. And you're telling me there was a murder in the apartment?
No, nobody died. I mean, they're still in ICU. So, who knows? It could go either way right now. They might die. But anyway, yeah, something kind of crazy happened. A hatchet was involved. And the rest is history. So we're just trying to get it all cleaned up, all the bits and pieces out of there. And then...
are you serious?
Yeah. I figured that maybe you had seen the news report or something.
No, man.
It's a lot to clean up. Like, we're still picking up, like, limbs here and there. So,
enough. I don't need to hear any more of this. If you're picking up limbs, I'm not moving in this apartment.
This is all because I asked you to wait a day to move in, sir? I think you're overreacting.
No, it's not because of waiting a day. That's part of it. But it's mainly because there was a murder in the apartment, dude.
I told you nobody got murdered.
Someone's going to die.
Did you just threaten me? Did you just threaten me? You said someone's going to die. Were you talking about me, sir?
No, idiot. The guy in the hospital.
You're going to kill that guy in the hospital?
You're an idiot, man.
What is wrong with you?
You are not a smart human being at all.
Well, you did sign a lease, and your lease says no matter what, you're going to have to live there. So my hands are tied, kind of like the guy who used to live there. His hands are tied, too.
Stop joking about this. A guy was killed in the apartment you managed.
I told you nobody was...
I don't know how you're not processing this.
Yeah, but I told you nobody was murdered.
Dude, someone was almost murdered in the place you work for.
Right, but you keep saying somebody was killed. I just want you to get your story straight. Nobody was killed.
I don't care. You're cleaning up pools of blood in an apartment and finding pieces of a guy's arm or whatever around the apartment building.
It was his leg.
You are a moron, my friend. You're an absolute imbecile.
You know what? That is completely true.
Good. I'm glad you know that. Obviously, I'm not the first person to tell you.
No, I've been told that a lot, especially on these phone calls.
Oh, that's great. Good for you, man. You must be so proud. Everything looks like it's really working out for you.
I kind of am, because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. It's a prank phone call. Your girlfriend Maya set you up.
Are you kidding me?
she said she wanted to freak you out before you guys moved in together.
Oh, my God. I can't believe she did this. I'll tell you what. Now I'm going to hack her up when we move in together. Just kidding. That's a joke.
Yeah, I hope that's a joke.